Distinguished participants of the round table, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to be the mayor of Ohrid, a UNESCO protected city on the shores of one of the oldest lakes in the world, Ohrid Lake, in the southwest of the Republic of North Macedonia. It is an utmost pleasure to be in your company to hear the various experiences on this new topic, which should undoubtedly be popularized and spoken about more frequently. Smart city, as a term and as a concept, it is a relatively new one, and many interpreted it as a system or a package of informative, digital, and sustainable city. However, smart city is supposed to make use of the gathered information, communication technologies in its development, so as to become more advanced, more efficient, and more sustainable. New technologies and processes implementation and making cities to become smart costs a lot. In cities like Ohrid, where I come from, which are in a difficult financial situation, such implementation will be tough. On the other hand, any delay of the investment into a smart city does not improve the position of the city. We know it very well, and thus, besides all the obstacles, we manage to find resources and manners to be a part of the family of smart cities. In this kind of environments, the longest process is the education of the local people, who should refrain some old habits in order to improve the sustainable development of the city. Primarily, a major objective of the city of Ohrid is getting the local people acquainted with the concept of decreased usage of the traditional means of transportation, motor vehicles, motorbikes using petrol and diesel engines, and increased usage of an environmentally friendly means of transportation like electric vehicles, electric motorbikes, bikes and scooters. In that direction, we as a local government have brought decision in the past 12 decisions in the past 12 months. Namely, we restricted the traffic of vehicles in the center of the city during certain periods of the year and even banned it completely in the certain areas. In collaboration with one of the companies for electrical energy distribution, we have installed battery chargers for electric cars at several points in the city, and the charging is free of charge. Throughout the City Council, we have passed the bill free parking for all hybrid vehicles. And together with the city of Pogradec in Albania, we are applying an IPA project for city-owned electric vehicles. And in the past few weeks, we have installed photovoltaics on the roofs of the most schools in the city, some of the public buildings, and some of the buildings in the rural areas. With these decisions, our idea was to reduce the traffic in the city center, ensure healthier and safer environment. Meanwhile, at the moment, we are working on a strategy that should show the furthest areas where car movement can be restricted. However, traffic restrictions bring difficulties in the daily functioning of the citizens and tourists fluctuating the area. Therefore, in order to ease the transportation, especially of the tourists, in cooperation with partner cities of the municipality of Ohrid, we are preparing a strategy and a project to install smart bikes distributed in many locations in the city. We are permanently working on enlargement of the bike lines in the city. And I can proudly outline that we, as a developing city, have set up free Wi-Fi internet at several locations. The idea is to, as much as possible, collect information of the demographic structure of the guests visiting our city, the things that they prefer, as so to prepare better offer in the future. In the era of digital development, the city needs to get adjusted, especially if it is a tourist place. In this section, in cooperation with Faculty of Information Technology and Computer Science and Engineering, we have launched a mobile application that gives its users more information on the cultural and historical monuments of the city. By itself, it means that foreign visitors would easily and efficiently get acquainted with the beauties of the city of Ohrid, which is under UNESCO protection. The concept of smart city is highly valuable only if it is implemented in the direction of the next three principles: expanding the safety of the people, ensuring healthier environment, and at the end, all that to be sustainable. Any other use of mechanisms offered by the concept would pose an abuse and would lead to a reverse direction of the three principles I mentioned above. Thank you.